I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Voters in Burlington reelected Democratic Mayor Merle Weinberger Tuesday by a margin of more than 3,500 votes. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, Weinberger's fellow Democrats didn't all fare so well.
Weinberger took the stage to cheers from dozens of supporters crowded into Nectar's in downtown Burlington Tuesday night. The first-term mayor took 68% of the votes in the state's largest city.
Today, the engaged people of Burlington have sent the strong message that we're on the right path.
In contrast to Weinberger's opponents, that path is decidedly pro-development. The second-place vote-getter was progressive Steve Goodkind, the former public works director for the city. His campaign was highly critical of the mayor's drive toward development in the city, especially in the South End. Even after the big victory, Weinberger didn't write off those talking points. He said the concerns he heard during the campaign will guide his work going forward.
Our efforts to make this city more affordable and to create opportunities for all Burlingtonians will be stronger and more focused as a result of the debate of the last 2 months.
His young daughter on stage with him seemed to agree. But the center-left mayor's big margin wasn't matched in other races. Democrats' hold on exactly half of the city council's seats slipped Tuesday. Redistricting caused some structural shifts within the council, but after Tuesday's vote, the new 12-member council has just 5 Democrats. But Weinberger said at his victory party Tuesday he's not worried the divided government will create dysfunction in the city's politics.
I look at my relationship with Councillor Hartnett as a great example from that in the past. He ran Kurt Wright's campaign a few years ago, and now we work very well together. Kurt and I work very well together. I certainly expect that to be the case going forward, and I congratulate all the councillors who won tonight.
The city council will elect a new president April 6th, and Weinberger may find himself working with a leader from the Progressive Party for the next 3 years. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.